You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 72.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Karo, the number one Shopify app for influencer marketing. Karo is a Shopify app that discovers all the influencers who are your brand's customers, email subscribers, and fans. Now imagine an influencer with a million followers was to make a purchase from your Shopify store. Would you know about it? Karo makes sure that you do. And unlike other influencer platforms, Karo is built for trust and transparency. And they help you find influencers that are genuinely interested in your brand so that you're not scrolling through countless social accounts just to find the right partners. Let Karo do the heavy lifting and find influencers that are best for your brand. And Karo also helps you execute your influencer marketing every step of the way. They make communication and product distribution easy so you can pick the right influencers and create meaningful partnerships. And right now, Karo is free for all Shopify stores. So why not try it out and see who you find? Now, after you install the app, Karo will alert you whenever a new influencer engages with your brand so that you can communicate and continue to build your list of influencers over time. To get started, you can visit getkaro.com or you can search for Karo in the Shopify App Store. That's C-A-R-R-O and discover which influencers already love your brand. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify, or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when new shows are being released. Now, in today's episode, how to provide world-class phone support for your Shopify brand is what we're going to help you with today. And today I'm chatting with Rob Statsky, who is the Director of Customer Success at a brand called Aircall. And he's going to talk about his experience at Aircall, their Shopify integration, and how a merchant like you can make sure that their phone channel is the best that it can be. So let's jump in and learn more about this important customer support channel. I'd even call an experience channel. So hi, Rob. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I mentioned at the top of the show, but on a high level, like what does Aircall do and what sort of problem is it solving for Shopify store owners?
Aircall is really just a modern business phone. And what makes it so unique is its ability to integrate with all of your business tools on top of it. So what's really cool about working with a tool like ours, traditional phone system is bulky, complex, expensive. It tends to be time-consuming when you need to set up. On top of that, it doesn't necessarily communicate with any of the software you have in your computer. So it requires manual data entry, and these are legacy pieces of technology that don't think about the overall experience of working with all of your different business systems. So if you take all that together, you can't really have a personalized experience working with your phone and all your other business tools without a platform such as ours. Problems we solve really are we integrate with any of your tools, specifically your CRM or your e-commerce system, and you could get a real full idea of all the information you have on a customer in every single engagement that you have with them when they call into your system.
Yeah, and I find the challenge with some brands, certainly the early stage ones, where they tend to be, and I hate to say it, using copper phone line, but they literally have a 1-800 number to a physically connected phone into their office. They may have matured up to a voice over IP type solution, but still just literally the phone rings and maybe it puts the person on hold automatically and they're able to answer it. But there is no tools available or software in the back office to talk about, well, what are the hold times? What are the wait times? What are the overall customer's experience and stuff? So it's very interesting how Aircall connects to Shopify, which we'll talk about, that app and how it connects. And then also the CRM side that you mentioned, the Zendesks and the Gorgias of the world, and how those connect to have a single source of truth for all things customer experience. So we'll definitely want to dig into that. And being this holiday season now, it's like imperative that people think about elevated amount of calls and support inquiries that are going to happen. And imagine having a system like this available to make sure you're offering that great experience. So that's really exciting for me. So let's talk about the founder's journey, because I think that's one of the key questions I ask at the beginning, is so people can get a feel about like who is Aircall and why are they so great at what they do. So can you talk about maybe the founder's journey, maybe leading up to launching it, and then maybe in your own words, like what do you believe uniquely positions them, I guess, number one, to have the desire, number two, to have the expertise and the talent to even create this platform?
Yeah, sure thing. So Aircall was founded about 5 years ago at eFounders, which was a startup studio based in France. So all four of our founders are French, and they were looking to hire entrepreneurs specifically that had an idea around building a new business phone. They knew this was a really interesting space. It is a crowded market. There is a lot of technology in that space, but there's also a lot of opportunity as well. And that's what eFounders saw. So they contacted Olivier, who's our CEO, and he had experience working in the telecom industry before, so it was something really interesting to him. So once he was on board, he started working with our other founders, Jonathan, PB, and Xavier, and they were able to start building out the platform from there. So this was about 5 years ago, and phone systems weren't really as advanced as they are now. I mean, at the time, most people still had the big plastic phone on their desk. And, you know, setting that up and having someone come in and make sure all the hard wires are wired. Even, and as you had mentioned earlier, even if it was voice over IP, it still needed a physical phone. You had to buy that phone or rent that phone or configure it in some way, which is training and time and money. Aircall prevents you from having to do any of that. With a solid Wi-Fi connection, you could configure your phone in minutes. And there's even a video from TechCrunch a couple of years ago where Olivier is standing on stage and starts an account in a matter of minutes, including purchasing a number. It's very easy to configure us. And the founders wanted to eliminate the need for a physical phone completely, because we're living our lives in the computer right now. You and I are talking through computers right now, I'd think. and that's the vision, right? To create the best phone ever. So in order to do that, we had to integrate with your workflow. We had to be smart and give you insights. And it had to be uncomplicated and easy to set up. Like that is, and as someone who runs the onboarding team and the support team here at Aircall, I could tell you that is the most important thing for our customers and our prospective customers.
I see. And so let's talk about their vision then. I mean, most brands have a vision. So I understand the tech stack part of it and the fact that the incubator seen value in, hey, these legacy phone systems are good for their time, but not based on the connected tech of an online brand. Let's talk about the vision for the future as far as Aircall is concerned.
Yeah, so the vision is really twofold. It has to do with building a better business phone, which is what we're working on right now, and then creating more of an Aircall ecosystem down the line. That's kind of the first part. And the second part, I guess maybe it's threefold for that matter, because right now it's also the next step too. And one of the selling points and one of the things that I found really interesting when I joined the organization was this ability to augment conversations with artificial intelligence. So getting real-time data on the conversation, how long the conversation was, how long each participant was speaking, transcription, all of that is the future outlook of what Aircall is looking to do down the line with our product. And that's really exciting, really interesting. And all of a sudden, it allows you to figure out what the appropriate follow-up is, the value of the phone call itself. And as part of our taglines, bringing value to voice, I mean, that's really what it's doing. It's not just about ease of use and setup and functionality. It's about what value can we get out of having these conversations on a business phone.
I mean, it may sound like an obvious question, but why did you decide to integrate with Shopify?
Well, I think everyone who works in the tech space is heard of Shopify. If you have a website, you've heard of Shopify. Yeah. If you have an e-commerce business, you've heard of Shopify. So, I mean, it was a no-brainer from that standpoint. What's great about it is just letting you get all the customer data you need from Shopify and displaying it in your phone system.
Right.
spoke a few minutes ago just about ease of use and making things easier and better and more functional. An example of how this would work: when a customer calls, instead of spending 2 to 3 minutes trying to type in their name and look up their purchase history, you have all that information displayed the minute the phone rings. Mm. So it's equipping you to help someone that much faster right away. You could pick up, you could address them by their first name even, know exactly what they bought, how much they paid, when it got delivered, and start the conversation from a totally informed perspective.
I see.
So it's overall great. It's a much better experience for the customer, a much better experience for the support team, and you can solve problems a lot quicker.
I see.
In these instances.
And then, so what about, say, companies that are in their early stages? Because, I mean, it's kind of the question I typically ask. There's lots of people listening in today that are early stage. Some people in the mid-market, some are more enterprise. But let's talk about maybe some of the phone features based on the stage that the company is at. They could be a founder with a couple of team members. Is there value in wanting to get involved with AirCall and have this, as you're calling, a single source of truth and be able to almost not onboard, but at least recognize based on phone number who the customer is and then starting that customer experience? Let's just kind of briefly talk about that and how it could potentially scale.
Yeah, so that's what's so great about working with a flexible system like ours. It works for small companies and it works for large companies as well, because you could set it up really quickly and get up and running with just a few users and configure all your settings that way. And then as you scale your business, it's very easy to add more people over time. Mm. So whether your team consists of 3 people answering 1 phone number or 100 people answering 7 phone numbers or 100 phone numbers for that matter, you could grow your business with us globally or domestically or wherever you're located in a seamless way. And it doesn't require you to put those IT resources into place, or doesn't require you to hire a technician, have them come back on site and install and test everything. Mm. We could do all that for you. And we could also provide you with that level of support that you would need to get up and running as quickly as possible.
And then, so it's almost like buying a seat then. I think of like live chat, for example, where they'll give you 1 or 2 seats as part of a certain kind of monthly fee. But as the business requires it, you can add on additional seats. Would that be the same kind of business model that AirCall runs on?
Yes. So you could buy seats, you could buy access to the platform, and you also have to pay for your usage to an extent, mm-hmm. but we also have bundles there as well for people that have higher call volumes. Depends on what use case you have.
So AirCall has their own dashboard, as we just talked about. So it is able to identify the inbound call, and then it sync over to Shopify for order history and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's excellent. Now, what about those that already have a CRM running, for example, Gorgeous at gorgeous.io? How does the Gorgeous/AirCall connection work, and why is that a unique connection?
So what's so great about it, again, is that it's recording activity and information about the phone calls into the Gorgeous system. If your CRM is configured appropriately and has all the accurate data in there and someone calls into the platform, it's going to give you that call history. It's going to pop up with that information that you need for that customer. And it's also going to allow you to make outbound calls in a much easier way. So it's simply about giving you the information you need when you need it, when you're engaging with customers or when you're engaging with anyone for that matter on your business phone, to not only make your life easier, but more efficient.
Yeah, and I can see another benefit. So let's say, because the nice thing about Gorgeous, the fact is that it takes the social channels, the email, now AirCall, and that kind of call history. I mean, in the future, I could see the benefits of someone taking on a call through the Gorgeous platform and then saying, hey, you know, I'm calling about this lost package. And you're like, okay, great. You know, and they have canned responses and things that they can talk about. But imagine being able to see the transcription of a previous call and say, you know, and you hear a lot on some larger brands, we say, can you hold on just for one quick second? I'm just going to review the notes that are on file, click on hold music, the whole deal. Great experience. The agent is then being proactive enough to be able to read potential emails, any kind of social things that they've sent to the brand, and then any kind of call history and transcriptions, and or listening to those quick calls, the previous calls, going, ah, okay, now I understand. And, you know, here's your answer.
That's exactly it. And what's so great about it, really is it's such a seamless experience. So if you have a lot of support agents or customer service representatives located in different parts of the world or on different cases, it kind of takes the shuffling around out of it to allow you to really create that compelling experience with all the information you might need.
Aircall is used for lots of different businesses. It's not just commerce brands, but like, why do you think, I mean, you've mentioned it a little bit, but why do you think it's suited for Shopify brands?
Well, we just spend a lot of time trying to understand the clients and catering both in B2B and B2C. And we've evolved in a certain framework that suits us for e-commerce the most. And I think last year we attended the Shopify Unite conference to learn more about the opportunities that Shopify is bringing to its customers and how they could be supported with Aircall. Right. And a lot of large enterprise phone providers wouldn't care about growing with us. And, you know, if you're small and you have to adapt and fit their platform.
Right.
So
right.
To us, our customers and their customers are a long-term investment in growing and building together. And it kind of just made sense for us. I mean, we see this as an opportunity for small businesses, but we're looking to grow with businesses as well. You know, my team personally manages a number of customers that started with us for 5 or 10 users. And now we have 200-300 on our platform. So that's been really interesting over the last couple of years with companies as they're expanding as well. And as we grow as a business, we'll have to eventually start providing features for those larger organizations as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll definitely dig into the roadmap, certainly by the end of the show. I always try, don't necessarily ask for the secret sauce, but it's always good to know, regardless of their maturity levels and where they're at today, it's interesting that they can start off with a few seats and enjoy access to the platform. And as they grow and potentially connected to a CRM like Gorgeous, that's interesting to me. You must have a lot of tips then. I mean, because you deal, I mean, your team, lots of insights and stuff of merchants that you are working with that have scaled up from a handful of seats and then upwards. So can you give some advice maybe about how people can leverage the Aircall platform?
Yeah. And I think the most important advice would be you shouldn't be afraid to ramp up your support during the holiday season,
right.
You know? I think companies have traditionally been doing this for years. What's interesting about using a system like Aircall is you could do it a lot quicker and you can have agents wherever they want to sit globally or locally. You could get people on board much quicker and you could do all the training remote now. So that's kind of interesting. And I think the biggest advice would be just using the resources available for a system like Aircall and using our training videos and our onboarding and getting people ramped up as quickly as possible so they can provide value for your customers without being a bottleneck to growth for your business, if that makes sense.
No, it definitely does. You know, and so things have changed, certainly, in the last, I mean, you mentioned already about, you know, the old phone systems where you physically had to plunk it down. I remember even in my previous startup in the optical space, selling contact lenses, when we got a phone system, we had a couple people answering phones. And it was a voice over IP system, but the phone physically had to come in and there was people had to come in and physically program the phones to figure out how each phone was going to hop from one agent to the next, knowing if they were on a call or not, which phones were ringing and not ringing. And now you're talking about with Aircall, literally distributed workforce potentially around the world in different time zones. I mean, I'm a remote worker in Vancouver. Shopify is, you know, in Ottawa and Toronto, Montreal. It's so interesting that you can have people all around and still, I mean, potentially with Slack, with your team together, they're having some challenges with a particular customer. But at the end of the day, having one single source and one access to a platform, either directly through Aircall or through Gorgeous, I think that's a pretty compelling offer.
Exactly. And it's basically saying to yourself, look, the internet has opened us up to an infinite number of workflows for the business world or for the world in general, for that matter, right? So why should we be limited by the technology of a traditional phone system, right? The phone is inside your computer. It's now working over the internet and it should be integrated into all your additional workflows. And it shouldn't be complicated either. We could do everything that you just mentioned about getting the physical phone set up, getting it integrated online, getting it set up, logged in, the training on how to actually use the phone and check your voicemail and all of that. It's no longer complicated to do when you use a platform like ours.
That's what I like to hear. So yeah, I'm sure you can appreciate, like, this show has a diverse range of listeners. And since you're able to work with lots of different entrepreneurs, are you able to give any advice for those listening in today that would be early stage on Shopify? What sort of advice would you give them?
I would definitely say make sure that your tools are connected and working together. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot different than making sure that your teams are working together appropriately. You know, in business, right, we're always coordinating our teams and making sure that everyone's in sync and working well together. But if you're a small business, if you're just getting started, chances are you're doing all of the work that needs to get done with lots of technology at your hands. And I mean, I've seen it just at AirCall alone, the number of pieces of software that we use just to get through our day-to-day. Making sure that those systems are talking to each other and functioning with each other in an efficient way will just make it that much easier for you to be successful. And you'll spend less time running around trying to get things organized and more time making money and being efficient.
Yeah, that's great advice. So what about those that are listening today that would be more, I guess, considered in the mid-market? So they would have a small team. They are eager to grow and scale. What do you believe maybe the executive team or the marketing team, what sort of things should they be working on?
So I think, you know, it's definitely about the culture of the company. And, you know, when you're small and you need to grow fast, it's vital that you hire the right people. And that comes with the culture. And the people that you hire into leadership roles and as individual contributors will drive the company growth. Again, making sure that everyone's aligned. The way to do that is to make sure that you've defined the values and that everyone knows them and they're all working towards a common goal. And I think if you could do that in the mid-market, it'll make it that much easier for you to scale from there, because if you don't have that solid foundation or that solid structure, scaling will be a real mess.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. So let's talk about the future for AirCall. Briefly mentioned it, but like, can you give any highlights? Basically, we're at the end of 2019 right now, but do you have a 2020 roadmap? Are you aligning with partners? Just overall, just trying to get a sense of how you feel that AirCall is going to help Shopify brands into the future.
Sure thing. So we have a couple of big things on the horizon for 2020, as you would probably expect me to say. The big thing is, you know, building out this AirCall ecosystem. We really want to have a large marketplace of integration options for customers, especially those that are e-commerce focused. That's a key driver for us. An example of that is we're looking to make our Shopify and AirCall integration even deeper. And we're going to start using more artificial intelligence and having those capabilities to display information in real time to our agents. It's really going to be about aligning our integration partners and making sure that all of that is possible for us. An additional capability that our customer base has shown a lot of interest in is things like SMS and payment processing. We're really looking to add that to the AirCall platform in the future. It's funny, I'm getting texts now from all sorts of experiences that I'm having, whether it's going to the doctor's office or going to the auto mechanic. And, you know, I think, to me, having worked in the e-commerce for a good number of years and worked in email and social as well, you know, everyone has email, but you don't respond to email or look at email right away. But I think you really look at a text pretty quickly. I don't know if you respond to it right away, but you look at it. I think it's really interesting. And texting is still, SMS is still heavily associated with the phone system. So it's a natural progression from there, if you ask me.
Yeah, I went to the groceryshop.com conference early in the year, and one of the presentations was there was about how CPG brands are, the way they're creating their relationship and getting the attention of their customers is through text messaging. Because you're right, sometimes it gets buried in the promotions tab inside Gmail, where a text message is very personal. It's like Facebook Messenger. If someone sends you a Facebook Messenger ping, a notification or a text message ping, you're right, you're going to look at it. And so you're definitely grabbing your customer's attention. But I also think that that's really good customer support. I mean, I think of one of the Arrive app that Shopify has produced that allows people to download this app, and it scours your email, connected email addresses, and any notifications that are coming in from any brand that you're purchasing from, you're able to get a text message along with email, but to almost alert you about the progress of your particular package. So it kind of makes you feel warm and fuzzy that there is this communication happening about, you know, my package is shipped, it's on route, it's being delivered today by the end of day. That's interesting to me. I don't need to respond to it other than the fact that it just makes me feel good. It's a great customer experience. So that's what you're suggesting, is that AirCall is thinking about maybe sending a text message, you know, after a successful call to ask how the service was with the agent, or a link to their order or whatever. I think that's a compelling opportunity.
Yeah, it's this concept of omni-channel communication, right? The phone is interesting. The email is interesting. We have instant messaging. We have SMS. As we keep adding more and more channels to our lives and to our business ecosystems, it's going to be more and more important to start consolidating and getting all that information in one place. Now, if you could go into your CRM and you see that you've had 3 SMS messages, 2 emails, and 4 phone calls with a customer, I mean, that's a much more interesting view of what that customer relationship is, as opposed to just saying, oh, okay, we had 2 phone calls and I saw 3 emails, you know?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What was the sentiment? What happened? It also lets you figure out how a customer wants to be communicated with. Do they want to come through chat? Do they want to come through text? Do they want to come through calls? If you can start tailoring that approach, it'll be that much more effective and you'll be communicating with people in a more meaningful way.
Awesome. Great advice. So Rob, we are nearing the end of the show for today, but do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
I think it's just really important to make sure you have tight alignment with all your business tools, whether you're using Gorgeous or Zendesk or Shopify. Making sure that your tools are integrated with one another is going to be paramount for any type of online business moving forward. And using data-driven technology to create a better customer experience. Voice is the fastest, easiest, least friction way to resolve customer support needs, but it can't be detached from the overall experience, right? It needs to be accurate and meaningful information and get you the right feedback you need. And it has to be usable. It can't just live in the box on your desk and then disappear once you hang up the phone.
And I would agree with that too. I mean, I think of myself when I'm interacting with merchants, sometimes email, you know, you can only use emojis so much to talk about how you're feeling and what's going on, right? Versus an actual phone call and actually hearing a human voice. I mean, I think they say words are only 7% of human communication, but when you're actually talking to somebody, it certainly elevates how you feel, empathy, and how you're willing to do what it takes to help people. And it's easy to yell an email, but it's different to, you know, and a frustrated customer, it might be easier to de-escalate that and help them and know that you're an actual human being. So I think that's interesting with voice.
100%. Sentiment is all in voice, not over email yet. If we get there, then you and I can come back. We'll have another podcast about that. Yeah. But for now, it's all about making that human connection.
So how can people learn more about the AirCall solution?
Sure thing. So you could go to aircall.io, which is our website, or you could come to the e-commerce Fastlane podcast/aircall, learn a little bit more from here.
No, we definitely had a chit chat just kind of in the green room before, like just offline before recording today. And yeah, definitely been very kind to offer 30 for the first 2 months of using AirCall. I have a coupon code, AirCallFastlane. And it definitely will redirect. So it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/aircall. And that's going to redirect to a really cool landing page that's been created. And those people can jump in, enjoy a free trial, and then just kind of get onboarded, see what the tool's all about. And then if you made the decision to continue on, 30% off for the first couple months to really ramp up and enjoy the tool. See how it connects to your CRM of choice, if that's what you have. I've gone to the AirCall website even this morning, and there's quite a few blog posts and some case studies, some best practices and things. So there's great education there about how you can elevate customer experience game through a proper connected phone system. And I think AirCall is a fantastic choice. You know, once again, Rob, thanks so much for sharing today on the show. Very timely, because I know it's a very busy time of the year, and I want people to get this tool in their hands to be able to answer calls and help customers out in this busy time.
Thanks so much, Stevie. Really appreciate it.
This episode is supported by Caro, an incredible Shopify app that discovers all the influencers, press, and media that already love your brand. They can be customers, email subscribers, or fans, and Caro will reveal the social footprint and influence of those that have already shown you some love. And from there, Caro makes it easy to work with influencers, communicate, and distribute products to them so you can pick the right influencers and create meaningful partnerships. To get started, you can visit getcaro.com or search for Caro in the Shopify App Store, that's C-A-R-R-O, and discover which influencers already love your brand. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.